So how do you combine new media, like, say, Twitter, with traditional radio? Tweets have to be read. Well, a small public radio station in Pocomoke, Maryland, has found a way. From 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, they run a live stream of listener tweets. They call it Twitter time. Here's a sample.
Let's not panic, retweet at Baltimore Sun. Traces of pound sign radiation in Maryland air, no cause for concern, state official. I need a chicken sandwich and some waffle freeze pound sign fatco underscore m underscore 16.
2 hours. For 2 hours, they play the Twitter feed. We wanted to talk to someone at the station about it. They are so revolutionizing radio that they would like to be addressed by their tweet handles. So I think we're welcoming at Smitty D.
Hey, Ed here now. How's it going?
It's fine. You are station manager of WFAD Public Radio in Pocomoke. First of all, we understand this is software that you hired a student to create, which verbalizes the tweets on your Twitter feed. Is that, have I got that right?
That absolutely is correct. We leverage our indentured servant students to create an app for this, yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to hear what that automated voice is saying sometimes, isn't it?
You got to develop an ear for it, almost like you have to develop an ear for rap music. But once you get the hang of what we're calling Radio 3.0, it gets kind of addictive, actually.
Well, does it? I mean, can you tell? Are people tuning in?
Oh, absolutely. Our ratings have skyrocketed.
Really? Seriously? You actually seen movement in your ratings?
Well, we're seeing that we're gaining steam. A younger audience is really starting to connect with us, and we find that they're the most loyal audience to have.
What are some of the things that they tweet about?
We're on the cutting edge of current events. We're getting information that's happening now, from people having an amazing tomato and mozzarella sandwich to democratic revolutions across the world. Mm. We even had a tweet report of someone eating a falafel in the Middle East.
Really? All right. Well, that's kind of, you know, it's just kind of having a window on the world in 140 characters.
A world that's happening right now, Robin.
Well,
not, you know, however many hours ago, as the traditional media might report it.
Well, but as you may have heard, at Smitty D., otherwise known, I have to say, as Dave Smith, station manager of WFAD, there are some critics, and you know, some might add, this isn't very helpful in the current debate over whether public radio should be funded. One of your critics right there at the university, Mary Blake, she's a professor of communication, says, what's the value of listening to a bunch of people's random streams of 140-character-long thoughts? She says this is a new low for broadcasting and social media. Ouch, you say what?
Oh, I would say that, you know, the same value that Twitter brings to the internet, we're bringing that same value to the radio.
But what do you do? I mean, I can just imagine somebody really trying to get something on, you know, slip something by you. How do you protect against that?
Well, we've developed an NPR bleep app, and I believe we sent you a clip.
Ah, let's listen.
You tweet more than a real
NPR news
bird pound sign SMH. Skateboard underscore ton. This
NPR news
needs a verse from Jeezy.
So every time you, instead of you bleep, you put NPR news in.
That is correct.
Where do you see this going?
You know, we think that this is potentially going to take over our afternoon schedule. We'd like to see a lot of stations with their midday programming being our Twitter stream.
Well, we wouldn't, considering we're a midday program in many parts of the country. So when you see someone outside of WFAD in Pocomoke, Maryland with a placard, that'll be me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, but this is gaining popularity, Robin, and I think it's something that, you know, you folks might need to pay attention to. Our ratings weren't great in the beginning, but now we're just one hop behind Froggy 99 Country, which is a really popular station out here.
All right, I guess it'll be here and now. All tweets
Froggy
all the time.
99 Country and then here and now, then the world, I suppose.
That's at Smitty D.
At Smitty D. And actually, I'm going to have my name legally changed to at Smitty D.
Oh, God.
I'm in the process of that now.
Station manager of WFAD Public Radio in Pocomoke, Maryland, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. At here and now.
Is this an April Fool's? It is an April Fool's! It's an April Fool's! It's John Beck! You got me, John. I'm ready to come down there to Maryland and throttle some kid! And wait, WFAD, is that? No, that's another. It's W April Fool's Day. John Peck, a former colleague here at WBUR, our mother station in Boston, currently working at the Museum of Science here in Boston. We've missed you.
Yes, you too, Robin. Did I get you with the, you know, we had a tweet report of someone eating a falafel in the Middle East?
And that's when I thought, okay, well, maybe there's something to this. Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's Day, you too.
Oh, punked by my peeps. Has it happened to you? Are you thinking of perpetrating one? Go to hereandnow.org. We'd love to hear from you. This is Here and Now.